This is a demo on how to do a velocity ramp using the script. I got an unsaved project.
One armed snare, one item.
So I got a MIDI item and it's really exciting. It's got... it's got 32 of these. 32 of those. Right, so I'm going to go into the MIDI editor.
101 snare MIDI bar. MIDI take. 01 snare MIDI.
I'm going to select all.
32 events selected.
And I'm going to hit F4 to go to the action list.
Actions dialog filter.
And I'm going to type tension.
List 1 list. Script. Reaper accessible. MIDI editor. Increase or decrease velocity between two limits entered by user with tension.lua. Julian 1 of 1.
Okay, so it was originally written by Lee Julian. I don't know if he asked me or I just did it. I can't remember. But I gave him a copy of it when it was done. I'll hit enter to run the script.
Scale velocity dialog. Start edit selected 0.
Okay, so this is the start velocity. I'll just tab.
End edit selected 100.
And that's the end velocity. So the range for MIDI is on velocity is 0 to 127.
Tension edit selected 1.
Well, tension at the moment is only 1. Tension's a bit of a weird word. So the kind of the reason why I used the word tension was because it's kind of like the stretchiness of an elastic band with stretched between two nails. But anyway.
OK button. Cancel button. Start edit selected 0.
Okay, back to the beginning. So let's say I wanted to start off with a velocity of 0, just because it's quite good to demonstrate. And the end velocity.
End edit selected 100. Tension edit selected 1.
So I'm now going to change it so the velocity, the tension is 50.
So 50. OK button. MIDI take 0 once.
And I'll play it.
1 no.
Starts off quiet. I don't know how well that comes over, but that definitely got louder all the way through. So if I go to the very beginning.
150% one note.
And I got a keystroke to tell me the velocity of a selected note.
1.
So it's got a velocity of 1. And if I go to the end.
Bar 100.
So that's good. It's got a velocity of 100, which was, so that sort of matches my beginning and end. And I'm also just going to go to the middle.
Bar 2. Bar 3 beat 10% one note.
And let me get the velocity of this one.
51.
Okay, 51. That's pretty close to 50. So that must mean it's going up pretty linearly, in a straight line from, well, it turned out it's from 1 up to 100, basically. So the velocity is in a straight line. Now I'm going to run select all again with Control A.
32 of it.
And I'm going to F4 again.
Actions dialog filled.
Tension.
List script. Reaper accessible. Scale velocity dialog.
Okay, so I'm going to stick with a start velocity of
0.
0.
And edit 100.
And 100.
Tension edit selected 50.
What I'm going to do now is add in a tension of, let's say, 20.
Selection removed. 20. OK button.
And what this means is the velocity at the midpoint is going to be approaching 20. It won't be exactly 20, but it'll be sort of, instead of being 50, I'd expect it to be less than 50.
MIDI take 0.
So I've just done enter. I'll go to the beginning.
Bar 1, 0%, 1, 1.
So the first note is again the velocity of 1.
Bar 100.
And the last note again is 50. I'll tab back, page up a couple of times.
Bar 3, bar 2. Bar 3 beat 10% one note.
The velocity is?
36.
36, okay. So whereas before it was 50, it's now 36. So I say it wasn't quite 20, but it was approaching that kind of level. And if I'm going to go even more extreme now.
32 events selected.
Run the script again.
Action style. Script. Scale velocity dialogue. 0.
So 0 start.
And edit selected 100.
100 finish.
Tension edit selected 20.
I'm going to put in.
Selection removed. 1.
So I'm going to put in a tension of 1. So I've really stretched it. I've really pulled it down in the midpoint. So that's the tension is really quite tense.
MIDI take 0, bar 1.
And I'll jump straight to the midpoint.
Bar 3, 1 note, 50% 1 note.
Oh, where am I?
Bar 3, beat 1, 50%, 0% 1 note.
I'm right in the middle now, and its velocity is?
27.
27, okay. So even with a tension of 1, you know, you got down to 27, whereas originally it was 50 for a linear. Okay, so that's basically how it works, but of course you can also go the other way.
32 of it.
Let's run
action
it again.
Style. Script. Scale velocity and tension 1.
So instead of tension, I'm going to put in 99.
Selection removed.
Oh, sorry, before I do that,
MIDI.
Off I play it. Got loud quite quickly towards the end. Let's go the other way.
32 C4, 50%. 32 events select actions dialog field. Script, Reaper accessible, MIDI editor, scale velocity, and 10, 1.
So put in 99.
99, MIDI take, bar.
And let's go to the midpoint.
Bar 1 note, bar 2 beat 4, bar 3 beat 76.
So you go, the tension is 76. So I've stretched the rubber band the other way now, and it's now got a velocity of 76 at the midpoint of my range. So it'll get loud fast. Let's hear
bar one.
That's quite loud, quite quick. Okay, so that's how you use it. Now, if you don't like the, how it's still not sort of subtle enough for you, you wanted to go even slower in the gain, what you can do, you could just select half your notes and have a start and finish, or the start would still be 1, and the finish might have a maximum of velocity of 20. And then when you do the second half, the start value would be 20 and end at 100. And you could use the tension there accordingly to get an even more aggressive sort of tension on your velocity ramp or unramp, deramp, whatever, if you want to go down. I think that's it. I've waffled enough. I hope that's useful.